You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello. The most interesting thing in tech is a story from Singapore, where the government has recently passed a law about fake news on the internet. Fake news is something I care a lot about. I wish there was less of it. I think it manipulates elections. I think there need to be ways to stop it. I think there's a really important role that civic society and journalism plays in stopping false news, fake news, or whatever you call it. But government actions to stop fake news, that's where we get a little tricky. So the law in Singapore says if you publish false or misleading news, you can have all kinds of penalties, including financial penalties. And so then the question becomes, well, who decides? And what are the guidelines? And in an authoritarian country, isn't this just going to be used as a way to silence critics? Right? Because any government that has the power to shut down or cut off news that is considered false is going to go after their critics first. If Donald Trump had that power, he would knock out CNN. If Nancy Pelosi had that power, she would knock out Breitbart. So it's very, very concerning. So then the question is, okay, so who should regulate false news? If we want less of it, should it be the tech companies? There are all kinds of criticisms about that. Should there be public interest advocacy groups? Again, similar concerns with the government. It just shows how sticky and problematic this is. I can imagine a law about false news with all sorts of protections, appeals processes, that doesn't really stifle free speech. From my reading of what I know about what's going on in Singapore, this doesn't sound exactly like it. It is a country that Wired once referred to in a memorable headline as Disneyland with a death penalty. So it would be very interesting to watch how this proceeds in Singapore, how similar laws proceed around the rest of the world. It's the most interesting thing in tech today, and also probably some other days this year. All right, see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.